From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
That Bronx, New York baby, the victim of a stray bullet to her face, miraculously is making amazing progress. In fact, little Catherine just turned one. Her mother will never forget hearing the gunshots. One minute, she was sitting in the family car waiting for Catherine's dad to come out the store. The next, she was trying to figure out where all the blood was coming from.
There were some people that came out. Somebody gave me a towel and was telling me, like, apply pressure to where the wound was. I didn't know where it was because there was so much blood. And then I realized that it was on the side of her face.
Catherine's parents, Marita Gomez and Gregory Arias, speaking to News 4 in New York, say the bullet went into the baby's cheek and exited her brain. That is why it's a miracle she's alive. But the parents have one request of the shooter.
Turn yourself in. Help everybody. Your conscience is going to kill you at the end of the day. Do the right thing. Your intention was not to hurt my child.
There is a $10,000 reward.
Ex-President Donald Trump still trying to stop New York's Attorney General, African-American Letitia James. His latest attempt, a lawsuit to block her from investigating how he does his business. James announced she filed a motion to dismiss what she calls Trump's meritless attack to evade accountability over potential tax fraud crimes. But Trump claims James' investigation is politically motivated, and he says he's a victim of something he calls viewpoint discrimination.
The white men ringing the doorbell were on a recruitment mission. Their pitch captured on doorbell cam.
We are white nationalists, and we're going around hoping to talk to people.
Going door to door, not touting religion, but something else. The white family in Alabama had a reply.
We're not interested. Thank you.
The U.S. economy grew like gangbusters at 5.7% last year. It's the biggest growth since 1984. This is despite the pandemic and the fears over the global supply chain issues. All the stimulus money that Americans received certainly helped. The federal government had the backs of those who lost jobs by making sure unemployment was extended and the moratoriums were placed on eviction.
Another financial boost came from low interest rates. Many used it as an opportunity to refinance or apply for a mortgage. But a new study shows that did not work out too well for many African Americans. Zillow focused in on the state of Ohio and did an analysis of the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act. Zillow discovered blacks were denied at almost twice the rate of white applicants. The most common reason? Poor credit history. Home ownership is one of the keys and building generational wealth. And two black girls were absolutely perfect. University of Florida gymnasts Trinity Thomas and Naya Reed showed flawless skills in their routines, and they both got 10s. This was during the University of Florida versus the University of Alabama women's gymnastics competition. The Florida team pulled off the upset thanks to their black girl perfection. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
The state of Oklahoma has carried out the court-ordered execution of black death row inmate Donald Grant. Corrections Director Scott Crow says the 46-year-old was executed by lethal injection at the state penitentiary.
The execution began at 10:03 a.m. Grant was declared unconscious at 10:08 a.m. and Grant was pronounced deceased at 10:16 a.m.
Grant was sentenced to death for killing two women during a 2001 robbery. Many African Americans disagree with the death penalty, even for heinous crimes, because throughout history, blacks have received capital punishment at a very high rate, and because mistakes have been made with authorities executing innocent African Americans. In South Florida, controversy over the firing of the white president of the Broward County Sheriff's Deputies Union, which was approved by the black sheriff. The move comes after an internal investigation into corruption allegations. African-American Sheriff Gregory Tony says Deputy Jeff Bell violated department rules.
After I took a strong stance to terminate deputies who had been caught on body-worn camera striking individuals in handcuffs, black young kids facing to the ground, and violating a multitude of agency policies.
Now, the allegations are not that this deputy did any of those things, but according to NBC 6 in Miami, Sheriff Tony says Bell did use corrupt practices to try and keep him from being reelected. Still, from the sheriff's perspective, it's nothing personal.
for there to be a personal vendetta. Again, I have none against him. I can't imagine why he would have one against me.
The two had clashed over the sheriff's response to COVID-19, and Deputy Bell accused Sheriff Tony of not providing deputies with sufficient protective equipment.
A white Delaware lawmaker accused of using a racist and sexist slur is in trouble again. Gerald Brady has been arrested on shoplifting charges days after saying he suffers from PTSD. The 65-year-old representative turned himself in after two incidents. He was released on his own recognizance.
On the other hand, there have been numerous incidents of mental health issues in black communities where African Americans have been killed by responding police, or they didn't have the privilege of turning themselves in like that white lawmaker did. In fact, there have been numerous recent in-custody deaths of the black mentally ill. But black doctor Olu Ajalori, professor of psychiatry at University of Illinois College of Medicine in Chicago, says before getting to that point, getting mental health help in the black community is often not encouraged. And in many black homes, mental health issues are often ignored. Figures show African Americans are 20% more likely to have serious mental health issues. But only one in three who need mental health help actually get it.
The Dallas Cowboys, through the National Football League Foundation's grassroots program, is giving $250,000 to install a synthetic turf football field at a community center in a mostly black Dallas neighborhood. The NFL Foundation and local initiative Support Corporation has done something similar in mostly black neighborhoods at more than 400 youth football fields nationwide since 1998.
I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
A joke that started on the McDonald's Twitter account is now an actual cryptocurrency. Grimace Coin became a reality this week after Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted that he would eat a Happy Meal on TV if McDonald's accepted Dogecoin. The fast food giant responded by tweeting Musk it would take him up on the offer only if Tesla accepted Grimace Coin. The McDonald's tweet featured a purple coin based on their Grimace character. Soon after the tweet, several Grimace coins became available on the Binance Smart Chain network. And the Secretary of Commerce says the U.S. is the only nation in the world that has a stronger economy now than before COVID-19. Gina Raimondo noted the nation's economy is seeing its best growth in nearly 40 years after it was announced the country's fourth quarter GDP increased by 6.9% compared to last year. And Raimondo says issues stemming from the pandemic, such as supply chain problems and rising costs, still have consumers feeling uneasy despite the positive news. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Shelley Wade on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.